a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
That's right. It's Dave and Darren's top five things. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
Feeling better? We got more and more. I don't know if they're complaints, really just concerns about how you've been sounding on the podcast lately. What with your health issues or non-issues?
I feel better, but I keep sounding different.
You sound like Rosemarie now.
I don't know what it is.
Has she taken over your body? Are you going to tell us how...
Is that allowed?
Kids. Well, that's what
is
happened.
That allowed?
I think that's what happens. See, that's what happens.
Rosemarie is a body snatcher?
She's like a Phaeton. Yes.
Don't I have to be done with it? Don't I have to be done with this body for her to take it over?
Let's not sit here and kid each other. You're done with it.
Well...
Let's not put on airs.
There is that. So I apologize. It just seems to be...
Well, I don't think you should have to apologize for feeling under the weather.
It's a different malady each day.
Yeah. Yeah. There's the flu going around. Then there's something that feels like the flu that isn't the flu. There's also reports all over Iowa of norovirus.
Let me ask you
which is the thing that people bring home from cruise ships. That's showing up.
Right.
Yeah.
Do kids still have their tonsils taken out?
You know... one of our listeners is having his tonsils taken out. He's a grown man.
I understand that. Now, when I was a kid, when I was older.
Yes.
But not as old as this.
Yes.
There was the talk that, oh, you don't want your tonsils taken out when you're older. It's more dangerous.
Right.
It's more painful. It's right. Like, is that still true? Or is that a situation that's like, no, don't worry about it. Having your tonsils taken out as an adult is no big deal.
I was explaining to the boy yesterday. We were talking about chicken pox. Now, see, he'll never have chicken pox because they immunize for that, right? Mm-hmm. Kids don't get chicken pox anymore.
Okay.
And I was explaining, you know, when I was your age, I had chicken pox.
Chicken pox parties.
Because the idea was, yeah, I had to go across the street because the neighbor kid had it. And I had to go play with him so that I could get chicken pox because you want it as a child. You don't want it as an adult. And
is that true anymore?
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing. So I say, so I went and got it because you want it as a kid. You don't want it as an adult because when you're an adult, it's bad. And I was explaining, you know, I've had chicken pox, so I won't get it again. And he says from the back seat, well, yeah, you'll get it again. It's called shingles.
Good like, for him.
Like, Jesus.
He's been paying attention.
I don't like it. I'm like, well, yeah, I hope that doesn't happen.
He's been paying attention to Terry Bradshaw when he's on the television.
You see what happens? Terry Bradshaw's infected his mind, although his body will not be infected with chicken pox.
Good
so
for
that's
him
good
for knowing that.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you can get it. Yeah, it's but in I your wonder- body forever. You're going to get shingles. I'm like, I hope I don't. But maybe I will.
But
I don't
wonder
know
if these things that they said back then weren't true to begin with.
That it's you don't want it as an adult?
Right.
Here's what I remember about my tonsillectomy. It was 1978, so I've been sans tonsils for 40 years almost.
You were a child.
Yeah, I remember a puppet show that was pretty boss that explained that for a week I could have all the ice cream and popsicles I wanted. So I thought that was pretty
was
dope.
Was it really a week?
Oh, yeah. There's recovery time, man. I had the tonsillectomy because I was getting strep throat like 19 times a year.
See, but I had several problems too, but what my mom always says is...
Yeah.
My mom always says, oh, the doctor, your pediatrician, was kind of anti-tonsillectomy. And the more I think about it, I wonder if it was our doctor was or my dad was.
That's a fair point.
I wonder if I should do a little bit more digging and find out that it was Dad that wasn't so keen on what you owed for a tonsillectomy.
Well, this is the thing, too. My tonsils were removed. I guess since I don't have them, I really have never had an understanding what... If it's something you can just take out, what is the function of a tonsil? What does it do?
Well, I think it just grabs stuff.
Well, to what end?
What's the filter?
It's a filter?
I don't know.
A filter that just gets dirty all the time?
A filter that just basically gets gunked up and then you get sick because you got the filter.
Well, we've been designed, I believe, by a supreme being who has a lot of things figured out. That just seems like a design flaw to me then. It's like your appendix, right? There's no use for your appendix, they say, but now they're saying... No, actually, you do need an appendix. It does make sense. You can live without it, but it does perform a task. It's not just an extra part that's been
otherwise,
thrown in
you're
there.
You're always going to have the wrong belt size.
There's that to consider.
What do you think you're trying to wear a 36-inch belt?
Who do you,
is that with or without an appendix?
Who do you think you are walking around here?
Mr. Green Jeans.
Well, I had my appendix out, didn't I? Mm-hmm. So I look phenomenal. Yeah, so I don't understand what a tonsil does. I don't know that I have tonsil envy. I if you have one, it seems like just a lot of hassle.
Yeah,
I had but one. Then I wonder if maybe I would have been a better ball player if I'd had those tonsils.
Or can I have them taken out now?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be no big deal. Or is it still something? Is it still something?
Yeah.
As an adult, it's still not as good as a child.
Yeah. Well, I know somebody who's having a tonsillectomy. In fact, I think tonight they're going under the knife.
Or this, do they even,
this is someone in, I think, their late 20s.
Do they even use a knife anymore? Or is it a laser?
Oh, yeah. That's not bad. I wonder about that. Children who have sore throats or snore have their tonsils taken out.
Right.
If you're taking a kid's tonsils out because you can't stand their snoring, that seems like a terrible parenting to me. Oh, this kid snores, keeping me up at night. Can you yank out some parts of his body so I can get some sleep? Tonsillectomy in adults. I'm looking at an ENT specialist. That's ear, nose, and throat. I got a buddy that's a big ENT doc in Iowa City.
Well, ask
maybe we should get him on the blower. Have him explain what that is. I was telling him he's ear, nose, and throat doctor, and I was telling him how I've got that thing where I can just make clicking noise in my ears.
Yeah.
And he seemed interested.
He said it's a tumor.
And then he was about halfway through, I'm certain he thought I was making it up.
Mm.
Like, no, listen, go right into my ear. And he's like,
"What?
Well, you're just moving your jaw. I'm like, no, I'm not. Here, look.
So now you're a psychiatrist?
I don't know.
Is that what you're saying, yeah, Doc?
Okay. What, a psychosomatic?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maybe.
Is that what you're saying?
Possibly. Got five things to talk about today. And one of them, Darren... One of them, I can't believe we haven't gotten to yet. And when the show ended the other day...
Oscar Gamble is dead.
Well, I am bummed about that. Let's pay our respects.
That's my favorite part. That's my favorite part of Guaranteed Rate Loan Field.
Bum, 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 bum. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah, Oscar Gamble was on that 77 Hitman team where I first kind of fell in love with the White Sox.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Over, under, yeah. Oscar Gamble,
mm-hmm.
for a career, 200 yeah. home runs.
I'd say under.
Exactly 200.
Oh, well, that's a push then.
And guess how many...
I would have guessed 189 home runs for his career.
Guess how many RBIs?
Oh, I would say...
For those that do...
Yeah.
For those that believe...
Oscar Gamble, I would say, had 790 RBIs.
666.
Oh, really? He played for, Cubs, Indians, Yankees?
For a second with the Cubs, I think.
And, of course, my beloved White Sox. I think he came up with the Cubs, didn't he?
Yes, I think he was drafted by
the Cubs. I had a card of his when I was a kid, and it was weird because he didn't have the fro. But it was like he was just coming up.
It's coming.
And then once he was in the bigs, he's like, I'm going to let this freak flag fly.
Isn't there a whole...
I'm going to do.
Isn't there a whole...
Rad G!
Yeah.
Isn't there a whole level at Comiskey? Or the cell? Or guaranteed whatever?
Yeah. Sox Park is what we call it.
Sox Park. Isn't there a
and
whole...
And I still call it Sears Tower.
Isn't the 300 level, like the entire level...
The Oscar Gamble
dedicated
level.
Dedicated to
yes.
his hair?
Yes. That's right. Welcome to the Oscar Gamble Suites.
With the comb in it and everything.
Oh, yeah. It's a good look.
It is a good look.
It's a good look.
68.
Yeah. It's as you're coming down the concourse.
There's
Oscar. They've got a giant Oscar Gamble thing that you can look at. And, yeah, the few Sox games that I've taken you to, I remember once or twice having to pull you away like...
Mesmerized.
Darren, we're going away to the car now. You're like, I just want to look at it.
I just want to look at Oscar Gamble's hair some more.
Look at that. He's got the pick right in the back. He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
It's like he's got a place. How often are you able to keep the thing that takes care of the thing in the thing? He's got the pick in the hair just in case he needs it.
I wonder how many doobies he could hide in that thing.
You think Oscar Gamble smoked grass?
I don't know if he did.
But maybe just for friends?
But I think...
In case company came over?
He might have actually been the one who just... he was the mule mm-hmm. out there in the outfield. And then the other outfielders would come in and have a doobie.
If Hanna and Barbera were to do a live-action version of the Hair Bear Bunch, Oscar Gamble's getting a phone call.
Absolutely.
Right?
When the hell does the baseball season begin anyway?
Man, it's February.
I wouldn't be surprised if you walked into Phil Spector's house at some point and Oscar Gamble's just sitting there.
Let me ask you this. Oscar Gamble and Phil Spector are wrestling in the wintertime.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
How many electric sparks are there?
You might not be able to get them loose.
And they're wearing corduroy pants. Can you explain to me what kind of scientific reaction we could expect?
Chewing foil.
Well, naturally. Why wouldn't they?
Finish him!
Make it happen, Oscar Gamble! No, I do have a story here that I can't believe we haven't gotten to yet.
Okay,
because it's something
falls
of a game.
Outside of the top five things.
No, this will be one of the five things. Yeah. And I meant to bring it up on the last show.
Okay,
and then the second you left, I was like, oh, I can't believe I missed it. So we'll get to that.
All right, let's do this then. The Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They're located at 3320 East Kimberly Road, right next to Green Buick. Their bridal sale is going on right now, so come in and check out their engagement rings. Get this starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections, so stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time that you find the perfect piece. Come in and see and feel the difference. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated, and they're open Tuesdays through Saturdays starting at 9 a.m. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. If you're there, make sure you let them know that you heard all about this on the Top 5 Things podcast, the Dave and Darren podcast, Nacho Radio. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. That might be their Cran Slam Club, maybe. Homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo, on your choice of sliced white or wheat bread. That's at Capriati's. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. And what's going to happen is they're going to give you a medium sandwich and only charge you for a small one, Capriati's.
This is episode number 689 of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. And I wanted to bring this up. This is a text we got on the text line
more
here.
More podcasts than Oscar Gamble had RBIs.
How about that? This
Take
is
that, Oscar Gamble.
From the 563.
Go
somebody,
chew foil.
Somebody texting in. They've started the process of beginning to listen to the show, and they've worked their way up to episode 89.
Well, that's quite a ways.
Like, they checked in November. It was episode 49, the origin story of the Yumbo happened. And now they're chiming in. They just got done. This is Andy in Bettendorf, who says he is working on becoming a wizard. This is someone who has taken the commitment seriously and is going to listen to every single episode we've ever done, which is how you attain what we call wizard status.
And the only way that you'd be able to do that right now is if you were a patron. And you can become a patron by just going there on Podbean or going to our website and becoming a patron. And then you're going to have access to every show that we've ever done.
That's
and
a good point.
Also specialty Andy, shows and some kind of classics.
I guess Andy and Bettendorf must be a patron if he's
clearly,
listening to
clearly
that old. It says
it's quite an undertaking.
This is somebody that says, Darren, can I get a stock tip from you, please? Episode 89, Darren calls Dave going back to terrestrial radio. Dave, quote, I hate radio so much, end quote. Darren, you'd be back in 2 seconds, end quote. Dave, what are the hours? Again, that's from Andy in Bettendorf. Darren, you called it, Darren, so congratulations to all of you.
Come on, let's go, you guys.
All right, we got the... Yes.
If you were to listen to... Not that it would help that much.
Yeah.
But say you had access, you were a patron, and you were going away to jail.
Yeah.
That would get you through almost 2 years.
We've put a lot of audio on
that. Yeah, if for some reason... I'm going away for a couple of years. I guess I'm Anthony Weiner. I've done some bad stuff. Did he get only 2 years?
Didn't get enough years, I'll tell you
that. I think it was only like a couple of years, maybe even only like 20 months.
I will say, tip of the cap to that creepo from the TV show Glee. Did you see this story? One of these Glee kids?
Yeah.
So there were the two kids on Glee, the two boys on Glee. The one overdosed, and the other one...
Boy.
And the other one got caught watching a bunch of kiddie porn.
Yeah.
So he did the right thing. He went out in the woods and hung himself.
Is that what he did?
Yes. Good work.
Out in the nature.
Yeah, right by a river.
Out in the country.
And I guess, from what I was reading, he'd been out there a while.
Before they found him?
Yeah, but he was sentenced to like 2 years in jail.
That's like,
so he was like getting his stuff together before he went to jail. I don't understand how you let them have... Why wasn't he in jail already? Although I would much rather you go and hang yourself by a tree than go to jail. So
that's like, for it. That's like the guy... We've told this story before. That's like the guy... Who was reading the news story about they found the 40-year-old out in the 40-year-old
a 40-year-old man had hung himself and he was found out in the woods.
Years.
But he had been there for two years.
He had it that a 2-year-old had hung itself and he'd been out there for 40 years. So that you had the people came upon this tiny skeleton.
A 2-year-old who had had enough.
A 2-year-old 40 years ago. Take it anymore.
40 years ago went out.
But it was 40 years ago.
Yeah, no, it was a 40-year-old man who hung himself 2 years ago.
Right.
And they came upon his remains.
Yeah. Now, I mean, two years is still a long time.
Oh, certainly.
For to take to find somebody.
Yes, to be, you know, but hanging around.
40 years. I hate this family so much.
24 months of this stuff, and I don't see it getting better.
You know, and I don't think that great pumpkin is coming.
Number one.
Number one.
What other lies do you have for me? I'm done with this whole thing.
Number one, alcohol sales are plunging in states that allow legal weed. Mm. Also, fewer people are using hard drugs in states that allow legal weeds. Like the opioid crisis,
mm-hmm.
Not as severe in states that allow the
legal. There you go. It seems like a fair trade.
Right, because the talk has been that marijuana is a gateway drug. But it turns out, according to researchers from the University of Connecticut, the opposite is true. That medical marijuana is keeping people off of harder drugs and also keeping them off of booze sales.
Good for the marijuana.
States with medical marijuana sales show a 15% reduction in booze sales. Yeah, one of the big backers of anti-marijuana legalization is big beer.
Makes sense.
Big beer is not a fan. It's like, we got to deal with this craft nonsense, and now legal weed?
Oh, I don't doubt it.
This isn't what we signed up for.
No.
American states that have legalized marijuana also, according to this research, have seen fewer drivers in fatal car accidents test positive for opiate painkillers. So they say study shows that in states with medical marijuana, fewer individuals are using opiates. Because you go to the opioids because you're in some sort of pain, and if that pain could be relieved with, you know...
It would be interesting to see.
Something that birds eat, man.
It would be interesting to see in states that have legal recreational marijuana...
Yes.
If food delivery is up.
Hmm. That's a good question.
Not just your pizzas, although right. Pizzas would be probably the easiest one to track.
Well, now, you're the one that for years has said that the Munchies is a yumbo.
Oh, Munchies, I understand that. I understand that, but it could still be a situation where it's like, I don't want to go out.
Well, no. I got everything I need right here.
I got everything I need right here.
That's right.
I got my ganja.
Two.
Why would I leave paradise?
Why would I leave here? Why don't we? I just have a sneaky feeling that food delivery would be up in those places.
Fox is paying more than $3 billion or $3 billion.
That's right, $1 billion.
To broadcast Thursday night football for the next 5 seasons.
That starts next year.
I don't understand why Thursday night football even exists.
Well, it's clearly not going anywhere.
No. $3 billion for 5 years of Thursday night football on the Fox television network.
What was I hearing that they had some sort of crazy number for the Pro Bowl?
Of people, of who watched or what?
Yes,
what it cost?
That it did well.
Really?
Yeah.
The Pro Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of the reason that it did as well as it did is they didn't play it like at 5 o'clock. You know, they played it during the day, but yeah. Still, for a game that they're barely trying.
Yeah, well, Fox is thinking Thursday Night Football is the way to go. The next five seasons.
Not going anywhere.
No. No. So that had been on, what, CBS and the NFL Network?
No, I think they had it split up between NBC and CBS. Was
NBC doing Thursday Night Football? NBC does Sunday Night Football.
I think it was both.
Really?
I think they had it kind of chopped up.
That don't make any sense.
Number three.
I think they're going to find, if they would just go back to showing it on Sundays and one Monday night game, that's enough. That when you spread it out all over like that, the casual fan doesn't have time to give you 3 out of 7 days a week for your sport.
Well, you would think, I wonder if that breaks up more marriages.
Thursday night football?
Right, because it's a situation where it's like, okay, you're a sports fan. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Right.
When we were dating. Mm-hmm. So I get that when football season's around, you like to watch your football on your Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
And Monday night. But now it's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, pal.
It's encroaching.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah. What do you want me to do, not watch Thursday? Name one Thursday where there's been a decent game.
It doesn't seem like they happen.
And Monday night games are terrible too, right?
Usually.
There hasn't been a good Monday night game in forever. Number three, a study says that road salt is threatening U.S. waterways. All of the salt that we put on the streets goes...
Got to go somewhere.
It's got to go somewhere. And yeah, it's turning all of our waterways into saltwater ways, which probably isn't the best idea.
No.
I imagine that, the Mississippi's probably got a higher pH count than it ever has had. Although we're using beet juice here locally, I know. You still see salt, but you also see that brine being put down. And when they spread that purple beet juice on the road, that's kind of a cool thing. Have you ever been behind a beet juice truck?
No.
You don't want to follow them too closely.
I think I probably would follow them quite a bit, though.
I have found myself kind of entranced. It's like, what's going on? Beet juice? Well, this is crazy.
Number four.
A feasibility study has been announced. They're going to build a Hyperloop tube travel system between Kansas City and St. Louis.
Okay.
A Hyperloop tube travel that will carry passengers and cargo. You'll be able to get from Kansas City to St. Louis in about 20 minutes.
Now that's above the ground.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, they're working with Virgin Hyperloop. Yeah, it is above the ground. Yeah. To get to Kansas City from St. Louis in 20 minutes, that's big.
Sure.
Especially if you live in Missouri. They say they're looking at routing infrastructure requirements and all of that stuff. And there could be a huge potential economic impact to something like this. But yeah, let's get this Hyperloop up and running everywhere. If you can get to Kansas City from St. Louis in a Hyperloop in 20 minutes.
Think about the mail. Although I suppose email's even quicker than that.
I was going to say, imagine mail that was electronically delivered, Darren. That'll all happen in the year 2000.
That might...
game changer. Electronic mail that you can read on your computer device in your home. It's coming in the year 2000. It's going to be marvelous. Finally, Darren, the story I cannot believe we are just now getting to.
Number five.
Do you see who Colonel Sanders is now?
Yeah. Is it someone other than Reba?
Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
Is Colonel Sanders.
And in the songs, she's trying to convince you, I'm not a woman.
Okay, I've only watched it with the sound down.
Lyrics that say, I'm not a woman.
Why does she have to say that?
Well, to try to fool you,
I suppose.
But
clearly you are. I've just seen it with the sound down and like Reba's at a concert watching the Colonel performing.
And Brock's no help.
Now, given some speculation that you've done over the years, I'm assuming that KFC is rolling out some sort of breast meat chicken?
I don't think it is. It's just another flavor.
There is a time every afternoon.
They should have it as breast, though.
There are two competing cable channels.
Mm-hmm.
And they're right next to each other on the grid.
Yep.
And they're both showing a block of Reba at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. So you can watch Reba, and then it's like, I don't like this episode.
That's genius.
Oh, Reba's on. It's like a wall-to-wall Reba-thon, and it's on two different channels at the same time. It doesn't make a lick of sense.
Is one in black and white?
No, Reba was recorded in modern times.
No, I understand.
Why would it be in black and white?
I don't know. Just to make one different.
Oh, come on. Come on, Brock. I want to play at the club tonight. Oh, Reba! You're thinking of I Love Lucy.
I Love Reba. Was there an I Love Reba?
Well, there ought to have been, because she is a megastar. Yeah, Colonel Sanders is now... I feel like they went... Okay, they went back to Norm MacDonald for Christmas, and then they had the Colonel was just some nobody, and they did that for like 2 weeks.
But that was pretty good, too, because then they exposed when they showed the green...
I thought that was a clever campaign.
When they showed the green screen, it was a woman. It was a guy. Just a guy. The grandma.
It was being...
How you doing?
Digitally altered to look like an old lady who was making a... Yeah.
Hanging out with the...
Yeah. No, I thought that was good stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, Reba McEntire.
It just seems like
all of this Time's Up stuff, you can put it away. Ladies, everything's equal now. You got to be Colonel Sanders.
Your shelf life as Colonel Sanders is not very long anymore.
No.
That's why when you were asking, I was thinking of someone, has someone already replaced Reba?
I wonder if there'll be like a new Colonel for the Super Bowl or something.
You would have to think so.
So what are they rolling out? Why do they have to have a gender-bending Reba?
It's another flavor. I don't know. Hickory Mountain smoke, I don't know.
So it's some sort of hillbilly chicken that she would identify with?
Something.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes some sense.
Truth be told, Kentucky Fried Chicken, these ads are great, but what is actually happening to your product? Because what's with these chickens that you're getting your hands on?
Oh, you're not
anybody that gets, you've changed the gravy to some degree.
Is that so?
The gravy is a much darker looking gravy. Mm. It's not as good.
Mm.
And if you've ever had like a drumstick from KFC recently.
Sure.
I don't know that it's a chicken.
You think it's
tiny.
Really?
It's like, where are you getting these? Are these like baby chickens?
Really?
You're not doing yourself a service.
No amount of gender-bending Reba McEntire can get you to eat their chicken, is what you're telling me.
They are not a full-size chicken that's being used at KFC anymore.
So where are you getting your chickens from now? Are you doing a lot of Popeyes? Have you been there at all yet? I mean,
I'm not doing a ton of that chicken anymore.
I know for the longest time, gas station chicken was your favorite thing. I know there's that... Chester Fried Chicken not far from the ballpark. You saunter over there every once in a while.
I've got it. I've had it.
Yeah.
There's other places that have that along the...
You used to love the Shell gas station chicken used to be a particular favorite of yours.
Well, because I had...
He would come home, I had a notion
that the girl there was sweet on me.
He would come into work with this
chicken.
Gas station chicken and just rave about it.
It was pretty good. It was just wings, drummies, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But I think that
you enjoyed the chicken, but you also enjoyed the fact that, like, not a lot of people would give this chicken a chance, but I do.
I do.
I'm Darren Pitra.
They've got a real
friend of all
an actual kitchen back there. But she always gave me more than what they said I was ordering.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when I tried to get you to go in there?
I don't.
I said, go in there and order this amount.
Because you wanted to see if I got any.
I wanted to see if you got bonus chicken, too.
Right. If I came home with a drumstick, you'd be like, I knew it. It's me she's sweet on.
Right. Or does she just do that? She just kind of pads the deal for everybody.
Yeah, I was not interested in eating fried chicken from a gas station.
Oh, you should.
No.
It's where some of the best is made.
So you contend, but I respectfully disagree.
Compared to what KFC's doing these days, it's just it's a crime.
If I do fried chicken, it's once in a blue moon. It's Hy-Vee, man. That's about it for me. That's as extravagant as I get with the fried chicken. You get a bucket.
I might have to wait till I get down to Mattoon and get some Lee's chicken.
Ooh.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Movies coming soon to the Orpheum Theater. Now get this. This is something to get excited about. I spoke to Kevin today. All the Queen's Horses... On Saturday?
The Rita Crumwell story?
The Rita Crumwell documentary. Mm-hmm. Hail Crumwell?
Yes.
was a sellout, so they're going to be doing another date.
How could it not be?
We will have more information as to when you can see that very, very soon at the Orpheum Theater. Coming this Friday, it is Selma, One Dream Can Change the World. That's going to be happening this Friday, February 2nd at 7 o'clock. On Valentine's Day at Sleepless in Seattle, Friday, March 30th, it's the Oscar-nominated Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film. Now, it is not predicted to win, because your Coco is.
Everyone loves Coco.
Everyone loves Coco, but from what I've seen, they're giving it, it's like, if it's not Coco, it's going to be this Loving Vincent.
Really?
So it's got a chance. So you're saying there's a chance.
Painted animated
first
film.
First painted, so everything is painted.
That's fantastic.
Also coming to the Orpheum Theater, magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Payne Jr., and next Tuesday, February 6th, it's the United Air Force Shades of Blue Jazz Ensemble and so much more. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org. The phone number is 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. They're also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Don't forget their delicious soups, a combination of turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Home in the Quad Cities, very best cheesesteak, but so much more. The sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. Get one today for lunch and or dinner. And when you're there, please mention Nacho Radio. They ask you to do so. Mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
They're looking for what we call ROI.
Return in investment.
Yeah, they want to know that you're there because you heard about it on Nacho Radio.
You did hear about it?
Okay. So that's why you're there.
I guess this is working then. Maybe we'll continue to advertise with them.
I'm going to throw this out there, though. Maybe you heard about Capriati's from us, because I suspect this is what happens. You probably heard about Capriati's from us here on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Then you went and you fell in love with the sandwiches.
Yeah.
So now you might just think, well, I'm really more of a Capriati's fan than a Nacho Radio fan.
Fine.
I get it. It would still be helpful
give
if
us
you
credit.
Mentioned. Yes. Yes. Or, you know, I mentioned it last time I was there. Maybe I'll take this time off.
No,
don't. Don't do
Don't
that.
Ever take it off. Don't.
How dare
stop.
You. Patriots and Eagles play in Super Bowl 52 on Sunday.
Now, is this the best defense they've faced in a while?
Who's that, the Patriots?
As far as in a Super Bowl. Because the Eagles defense was pretty good.
Oh, I don't know. That Atlanta defense was supposed to be pretty great last year, wasn't
it? Or was Atlanta's offense supposed to be pretty good last year?
No, I thought the defense was whatever. It was the best offense against the best defense, right?
It was?
I thought that was the case.
Okay, I thought it was a high-powered offense last year.
And for a while, Atlanta had a really good defense in that game.
Yeah.
They just didn't, you know, stick with it. Last I saw the line for the game.
It's like a touchdown, right?
5.5. New England's favored by 5.5, the last I saw. There are prop bets galore.
Well, how do you score 5.5 points?
You don't.
Well, that's just silly.
You need to score 6 for it to be. You need to beat them by 6. The New England Patriots and Eagles are playing, and there are now over 900 different prop bets that you can place.
You know how you beat the Patriots?
How's that?
It's easier said than done.
You keep the ball out of Tom Brady's hands.
No, you got to rush. You got to put pressure on Tom Brady up the middle.
Hmm. We'll see if they're able to do that.
By up the middle, I mean you punch him in the taint.
Take that.
And then see how you respond
to
that the rest of the game.
Did you see this? So this Tom Brady's on a morning show in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls in regularly. Mm-hmm. Now imagine if we were doing mornings in Boston.
And we had
Tom Brady calling in regularly to the show. That'd be a pretty good gig to have, right?
It's a good get.
Yes. Yes.
Some weekend kid screwed it
up. Some fill-in kid. Yeah. Yeah, Tom Brady's got this TV show. His 5-year-old daughter's a little pissant.
Some bonehead.
Uh-huh.
Who these guys in the morning probably don't even know who it is.
And Brady calls in. He's like, I'm done being on your station.
We get it.
Ugh. Not the best move.
But then he came back and says, I hope that person isn't going to lose their job. Maybe they deserve to.
No. Yes. Fire him. They say $4.7 billion will be wagered on the Super Bowl this year. And here are some of the prop bets. What color shirt will Bill Belichick be wearing? Blue is the favorite right now.
Sure.
But odds of him wearing a white shirt, plus 1,000.
Shirt or?
Shirt.
Or hoodie.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Are talking about hoodie. What's underneath the?
If you bet $100 to wear a white shirt and he does, you'd collect $1,100.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. What color will Pink's hair be when she sings the national anthem?
Pink.
Will it be white or blonde? Those are the favorites. What color liquid will be poured on the winning coach at the end of the game? Right now, long shot is purple liquid.
Aunt Jemima.
Now, Pink is a huge Eagles fan. So there's a prop bet on whether or not she'll be wearing an Eagles shirt when she sings the national anthem. I don't think that's a good look. You should be there to represent America, not your Eagles. Right? Or wrong?
If you're singing the national anthem, you probably got to be neutral.
And Philadelphia, by the way, Philadelphia is the fourth largest city in America. And from the sounds of it, it's just basically, imagine the fairgrounds during the Mississippi Valley Fair. Imagine if that was the fourth largest city in America. The cops have to apply Crisco to every street pole in town because they want to climb the poles.
Where?
In Philadelphia. Mm. It's just like the Mississippi Valley Fair. They have to grease all the street lights because after the Eagles win, these fans climb the poles.
I was at a function last night and Miss Iowa was there.
Was she?
And I don't know why, and I don't even know if they asked her to do this, but all of a sudden she does this.
She started climbing a greased up pole?
Now you got something.
You need to text a brother
now
when
you,
that happens.
Now you know why she's Miss Iowa. Mm-hmm. She does this. She all of a sudden goes, take off your hats. Oh, say, can you see?
She yells, take off your hats and just belts that out.
Goes right into it.
Wow, that's fantastic. Justin Timberlake is the headliner for the halftime show. Will Janet Jackson be appearing with him? If Janet Jackson isn't part of the halftime show, I'm going to be furious.
You know what would be funny?
He owes her an apology.
Is if.
And he should do it during the halftime
show. And he's still saying he slipped.
What, liar.
I know he's a liar.
But she had to pay the price. He became America's sweetheart. He's the one that ripped off her shirt and showed the boob.
She was in on it.
Okay, maybe she was. But why does he get off scot-free?
You know, it'd be fun. And you can do this with the computers these days.
Mm-hmm.
Your CGI or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
If he is out there dancing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, who appears? Janet Jackson dressed up as...
Prince?
No. Dressed up...
Paul Westerberg?
Gazoo. And like...
From the Flintstones.
From the Flintstones. She's got the little helmet on, and she's dancing on his shoulder. Hey, dum-dum. Hey, dum-dum.
Why would Kazoo be involved in the Super Bowl? For the six people in America who remember Kazoo? Why would that be a thing? That would be the greatest. Are you on medication for whatever you're dealing with?
No!
Wow.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be the greatest Super Bowl ever.
With the antennas and the little helmet.
Hey, dum-dum.
Hey, dum-dum, let's do a number.
Don't tell your wives, we're going to do Sexy Back.
Rhythm Nation.
I'm aware that my kazoo sounds like Stewie. Will Justin Timberlake
was it kazoo? Kazoo?
Kazoo.
Kazoo.
Kazoo, yeah. The great kazoo.
Not was kazoo.
No, a kazoo is an instrument.
Kazoo.
A kazoo is a man
wouldn't
from
that be fun?
Remulac or whatever he was from.
If that was going on all of a sudden you, across America, you'd say, get in here! You're missing it!
Janet Jackson's kazoo!
Right.
Now, was it Alan Cumming who was kazoo in the movies?
Yes.
You loved that, didn't you?
Does he know that? Or did he just say yes?
He doesn't know who Gazoo
he
is.
He knew that you could get shingles.
He doesn't know who Gazoo is. We haven't watched
all
the Flintstones.
Oh, that cracks me up.
Will Justin Timberlake cover a Prince song?
Maybe.
Will he be wearing a hat? These are things you can wager on.
Yes, I think he will wear a hat at some point.
At the beginning, will he be wearing a hat?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yes.
All right. You say yes. Oh, and you say yes, too? All right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we'll find out on.
I think he's right about that.
We'll find out on
because he's
going
to have it
Sunday.
To like tip it around and flip it around and all
I mean,
that stuff.
It's already with this Justin Timberlake. Enough.
No kidding.
Enough. You know he insists upon himself.
Ugh.
Aren't I something else? He's a 38-year-old man. Quit acting like you're 12, Justin Timberlake. Enough with you and your tired act. If it's not him, just saying, hey, everybody. It's like, Minneapolis, Super Bowl. All right, Thanks for coming out. And now, here's Miss Janet Jackson. And then she goes right into nasty. That's what
As
I want.
As Gazoo.
As anyone from the Flintstones. If she was Joe Rockhead, I'd go out of my mind.
Wilma?
And now Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson honor America with a salute to the Flintstones. Here we come on the run with a burger on a bun and a dab of coleslaw on the side. Our burgers can't be beat because we grind our own meat. Grind, 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 grind. There's a place I go where the hipsters go called Bedrock. Twitch, twitch.
Twitch.
Rock is gonna roll with all his might in Bedrock. Twitch, twitch.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
See?
A musical salute.
That's worth actually adding the extra 20 minutes to the halftime show.
Finally, Lolo Jones is in the news. We were talking about her just last week.
How she's hated. You didn't know she was so hated by her teammates.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I got nothing but love for Lolo
Envious.
Jones. I'm a big fan. She's piling on, I guess, this Blake Griffin just got traded to Detroit.
Yes.
And that was all the talk on social media. And someone said, you've got a crush on him, don't you? And she said, gross. We went out on one date and he was a terrible kisser. She's putting that out
That's a big guy.
Well, Lolo Jones is a hurdler.
Would you want to date a guy that big?
I don't know.
That's a lot of guy. He's like 6'11".
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, that's got to be somewhat difficult for a guy that tall, that big.
Oh, I imagine he does okay.
Okay, he probably does.
Yeah.
I can see where, would you want that?
How tall of a gal am I?
5'6".
Oh, no. That's a height disparity. I don't know.
Not only a height disparity.
Well, Lolo Jones says he's a bad kisser, so I couldn't deal with that. And by the way,
You shouldn't say that about people.
That they're bad kissers?
Yes.
Well, if you only have one date.
Don't kiss and tell is what I say.
Well, that's sage advice.
I mean, if you want to say it maybe to, but you don't make it public.
By the way, she's still a virgin. She's 36 years old. She still wants everyone to know she's a virgin.
You're a virgin and you're going to go out with Blake Griffin?
Right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I wonder if his kisses were a little bit more advanced.
I'm not talking
than your what you're used to.
I just don't. You think that's the best idea?
I see what you're saying too.
No, I think we all know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that don't you think you maybe want to just like kind of ease your way in with like I don't know
that maybe that might be a little you might be setting the bar. Well, she is a hurdler. So, maybe the...
So? Are you... Oh, so you're saying she's not really a virgin?
No, well... I'm sure that anatomically, that's... My guess is,
No, she's not. Anatomically, no.
But, I'm guessing that if you're a virgin and the mood is right and you decide, okay...
You can only...
Blake Griffin's your first guy, then you're going to find out...
Snickers.
Right.
Yeah, you can only bang those hurdles so many times, right? You can only misjudge those hurdles so many times before your card is punched, right?
Hello, exactly. It's gonna do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We are back tomorrow.
At 4:30 again, the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed with fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, like Andy, who's starting from the beginning. And the only way he can do that is because he's a patron on Podbean, as well as by everyone who shops Amazon nachoradio.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio, Capriotti's on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriotti's slow roasted homemade turkey. And that's what was going on last night while Miss I was singing the national anthem.
I'm trying to find
all these sound effects.
I'm trying to find the gazoo sound.
Go ahead, keep looking.
That's not it.
Capriotti's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Capriotti's big box lunches come with a 9-inch sub. Your choice of a small chip or coleslaw. Get in here! Janet Jackson's kazoo! And a cookie. Kid meal box lunches are available as well at Capriotti's.
Thanks so much. Thanks, dum-dums. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Janet Jackson, to honor the late Harvey Korman's brilliant character, Gazoo.
Am I on cold medicine? Who says that sort of thing?
Well, it just seems like an odd thing to think of. A miniaturized...
By the way, I am on cold medicine.
Would have to be. You would have to be to come up with something like that.
Nope, I don't think that was it.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again tomorrow. Hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye, have a great time.